From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Tom Papa, Faith Saley, and Alonzo Bowden. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill writes his first op-ed for the New York Rhymes in the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, Amazon is testing a new method to increase productivity, improving their boring warehouse jobs by converting those tasks into a what?
A video game.
Exactly right, Tom. Basically, the boxes you move in real life correspond to objects in video games on these little screens. There's a space game, a castle game, and of course, Grand Theft Bezos. The Washington Post called it Tetris, but with real boxes. You're pitted against other workers in other departments, and it's fun, because if you win, you might get to keep your health insurance.
Are you avoiding anything? Are you running over barrels?
I don't know. I myself have not played it. But you are actually, by physically moving things in the world, you are affecting things in the game. It's a huge improvement over Amazon's previous game for warehouse workers, Who Can Go the Longest Without Peeing. Some say it's just a nefarious way to track employees and increase efficiency, but others say the same thing, because that's obviously what it is. In a statement, Amazon said no workers had experienced any side effects from the mushrooms they eat to make it possible for them to jump up to the highest floor.
Does any of you play video
games? No, I'm not a gamer.
Do you?
No, I always want to.
But
I have a life.
Alonzo, this week a long-standing debate about space travel was finally resolved. We now know that you cannot achieve propulsion in space using what?
You can't achieve propulsion using, explosives, right? They can't be explosions.
Sort of. This is more personal propulsion around the space station.
Oh, you mean gas?
Yes.
How can we say this? Nice gas expelled from a human?
That's exactly right. Or as we call it here on Earth, farts.
Yeah. I was trying to keep it classy. But.
Have you not listened to this show?
That's true. I've been here for a while. So again, this whole episode is just having me question scientists.
Yes.
You know, you think they're so brilliant and it's intimidating.
Yeah.
And they're sitting around saying, hey, I wonder if I could fart my way around the space station.
Well, yeah. And then you're like, open the pod bay door, Hal, or at least open a window.
I'm not a scientist, but I know for a fact that my friend Keith, that his farts light on fire. For a fact. And I also know for a fact if the flame's too close to him while you're doing this experiment, his genes will light on fire. You don't even have to be in space. You could just be in a basement in New Jersey.
Yeah, we gathered that.